Country Bob FM.
Almanac today, Tuesday, March 31st, final day of March, 91st day of the year. We have 275 remaining. Big event this date, 1889 in Paris, the Eiffel Tower opened.
That is big.
It is one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of the world, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
You see the Eiffel Tower, you know what it is and where it is and where it's from, 1889. 1918, daylight savings time went into effect throughout the United States for the first time. I'm not one of those people that think that daylight savings time is like the most evil thing in the world.
No.
I'm okay with it. Let's continue to use it. I like being able to it's a good idea because it's a reminder for you to check your clocks.
Right.
And also, it's a good time also to check the batteries.
And your
smoke detectors. Yes. Mm-hmm. And your CO2 detectors and your radon detectors and all your detectors that you might have in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So 1918, daylight savings time went into effect. 1923 in New York City, the first ever U.S. dance marathon took place. Alma Cummings set a new world record, 27 hours of dancing, straight dancing. Should be dancing.
That's impressive.
Yeah. You make me feel like dancing. I can barely dance for 5 minutes.
No.
It's 27 hours. I can't stand more than 5 minutes of dancing. I go, this is silly. For one, I'm awful.
Right.
I'm just sitting here basically running in place.
Yes.
If I wanted exercise, I'd go to the gym. Or I'd fake an injury.
I think you're right.
So that was 1923. So following his friends, the Dalai Camel and the Dalai Alpaca, the Dalai Lama made his way across the border from China into India, and that was a big deal.
No one could have told from his unruffled bearing as he was greeted by high Indian officials and presented with the white scarf, token of friendship, that the Dalai Lama had been in mortal danger since he left Lhasa. The 23-year-old spiritual head of the 500 million Buddhists throughout the Far East confirmed that he had been forced to leave his capital.
We are your Dalai Lama radio show, by the way. If there's Dalai Lama news in the history of the world, you'll have it and hear it reported here on the Bob Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
1967, for the first time, Jimi Hendrix burned his guitar. I don't know why he was so angry at his guitar. Most musicians love their guitar.
Right.
I mean, they treat it like a member of the family.
He had some sort of a meltdown.
He did. He was a pyromaniac, maybe. He just had to burn it, 1967. And then he would play it with, like, his tongue.
Teeth.
He did that with his teeth and his tongue. He'd pick his guitar, his electric guitar. You could get electrocuted.
Yeah, you got to be
careful.
You
never know. There might be some stray voltage there. So that was in 67. 1982, this was sad. Also music news, Doobie Brothers decided to split up. Michael McDonald wanted to go solo, you know, with his blue-eyed soul sound, which was really, of course, taking the world by storm. Even a proposed appearance on What's Happening Now to kind of relive, maybe even be a sequel to the episode that they were on where Rerun bootlegged the Doobie Brothers concert they were at and the tape recorder fell down his leg. This time they would have prosecuted Rerun and he would have been sent to prison, but that didn't work either. That fell through. That probably could have saved the Doobie Brothers from splitting up.
It might have.
Yeah.
Now they're back together.
So that was in 1982. In 85.
What do Lillian Gish, Andy Warhol, Reggie Jackson, and Phyllis Diller all have in common?
They can all hit the long ball. Have you seen Phyllis Diller hit a long ball? You usually have to hit it down the line.
Right.
Kind of the short part of the park, but she can hit the long ball.
She can go in the alleys?
No doubt about it.
Well, at one time or another, they've all sailed on the love boat. Love boat mermaids were unveiled as the show's newest additions. But the big question of the night was, who would be the show's 1,000th guest star?
They were so excited on this date because they were celebrating the 200th episode of The Love Boat.
Wow.
This date. 200th episode, and only 158 of those featured Charo.
Well, she was busy, too.
That was in 85. The same day, Madison Square Garden, which, of course, as you know, isn't square.
Unbelievable! Pandemonium here in the garden! They were lucky. Gino, that Hulk Hogan moved out of the way and Cowboy Bob Orton hit Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff with the cast.
Ace Orton delivering a blow to beat his own team.
That was the scene, Madison Square Garden, the first ever WrestleMania. It was Hulk Hogan and Mr. T with Jimmy Superfly Snuka in his corner. Don't forget that, because they had to keep an eye on Cowboy Bob Orton. Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff on the other side, and it was the Hulk. It was the Hulk and Mr. T
that
winning
was,
the match.
Wow!
First ever WrestleMania.
You gotta love pandemonium in the ring, and that's too good.
Do you expect anything else?
No.
At WrestleMania,
no.
Other than pandemonium,
you're gonna get it.
Pretty big day for this country today, 1991.
Albania, you border on.
Albania offered a multi-party election for the first time in 50 years.
We are here, Albania station.
Yes,
too.
Albania, the Dalai Lama, the Dalai Lama, as they pronounce it.
Right.
The incumbent president, Ramiz Alia, won re-election. The state in Albania.
That's good news.
1991. 93 in the news.
The son of late martial arts star Bruce Lee has died. 27-year-old Brandon Lee was killed during a movie set accident today. He was filming a scene for the movie The Crow when he was hit by a projectile fired from a gun loaded with blanks. According to producers, when a blank is fired, normally a piece of soft wadding comes out, not a projectile.
Yeah, it was tragic.
It was.
This day, 1993, an accident that was not supposed to happen. Brandon Lee, dead.
Very strange.
1995.
One of the biggest stars in Tejano music, Corpus Christi, Selena, is dead.
The woman suspected of shooting Selena is still holding police at bay. You're looking at a live picture right now coming to you from navigation where the standoff continues.
That woman who shot Selena was like the president of her fan club, or the founder of the Selena fan club, Yolanda Salvador.
Right. It was so bizarre.
Stunning. That was in 1995. In 1999, Fabio found himself on a roller coaster, and then something hit his face, and it wasn't, I can't believe it's not butter.
An unfortunate act of nature. A bird flew into the towards him and out on the rides. First time that this has ever happened.
Yeah, first time. We would think it would happen more.
Right.
Wildlife just passing through, and you know it hit people on these high flying roller coasters. But for whatever reason, Fabio, maybe that was God's way of saying, Fabio, you should probably not act. Any chance of that?
No.
He was cut. It was like a goose. It wasn't just a small little bird. It wasn't Tweety Bird. It wasn't a sparrow. This thing was like a goose. This thing was huge. And Fabio's kind of a big guy.
Yeah.
And he took it pretty well. He did receive a 1-inch cut across his nose.
Unbelievable. So, I've seen it happen. I was in a tennis match, and the guy was serving, and he looked up in the air to see his ball. If he threw it up, he was going to hit it.
Right.
And land right on his glasses.
Well, there's Randy Johnson, the pitcher.
Yeah.
Every now and then, wildlife, they're just, you can't occupy the same space all the time.
Right.
You're moving, and they don't know what's going on. He didn't know. The goose didn't know it was Fabio.
Right.
The goose became famous, though, after he recovered from his injuries. And then it was a year ago that this happened.
Thousands of fans of Grammy-nominated rapper and community activist Nipsey Hussle are in a state of shock today. They are mourning the hip-hop star's ultimately and violent death. Nipsey Hussle was murdered in broad daylight outside a clothing store that he owned.
That was really sad in the rap community. Mm-hmm. Nipsey Hussle shot and killed this date, 2009. That was 1 year ago. Birthdays now.
Please help him.
Well, we'll help him, but we have to know what happened.
Here's another reason why Neil knows a lot about the medical profession.
Did he fall? Was he in an accident?
No, I left the house for a few minutes, and when I came back, he was rolling on the floor screaming. And now he's not screaming anymore. Help me!
Dad! In the treatment room.
I think Dr. Kildare can help, don't you think, Neil?
He was the man.
Richard Chamberlain is still with us today. He's 86.
Wow.
The big 86 for Richard Chamberlain.
Very nice.
No. No, he'd be 96.
Yeah.
No. I got him out of order. I got him out of order. He's 86.
He
was born on this date. Your staff missed Richard Chamberlain. That's a shame.
That is a shame.
Yeah, he's 86. We need to go backwards here, because actually older than him is William Daniels. He was the voice of Kit. And the medical show I always used to watch was St. That's why I know a lot about medical profession and bedside manner and everything from St. Elsewhere.
Any turkey stuffed with fruit is repulsive. I want a decent meal on Thanksgiving. I'll have to cook my own turkey.
Let's hear that again. Any turkey stuffed with fruit is repulsive.
Correct.
That includes raisins.
Correct.
No raisins in the stuffing. No apples. Nothing.
No.
It's got to be all savory.
Yes.
If it's sweet and not savory, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. As we threatened to do one time at my dad's house, once it was revealed that there were raisins in the stuffing.
To me, it's just like chicken salad.
It was
you
an uprising.
Put grapes and that kind of stuff.
It was like
you don't mix.
It's like the Great Uprising of 1873.
Right.
It was an uprising. So that's William Daniels. Remember, he was the voice of Kit too.
Oh, sure.
On Knight Rider, he is 93, the matriarch of the Partridge Family.
Hello world, here's a song.
And it was her and David Cassidy were the only ones in that group that actually had any musical talent at all. She could actually sing.
Loving is what we'll be bringing.
Shirley Jones.
Make you happy.
Again, if you're going to be a mom in the 70s on a sitcom, you got to be blonde.
And you should be able to sing a little bit.
Florence Henderson could sing.
Oh, I know she could.
Shirley Jones is 86. This guy not known for his singing.
You see this guy. This guy's in love with you.
He's usually known for blowing his horn and the instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
It's Herb Alpert. But in the 70s, he decided to sing and sang this song as a Burt Bacharach tune, which is
did
just
pretty
fantastic.
Well.
Yeah. Dionne Warwick had a nice version of this.
Yes.
So Herb Alpert here today. He's 85. Christopher Walken on our list here today as well.
What's getting into me today, guys? It's just
nature versus nurture, Lodge. Nature always wins.
He's great in Wedding Crashers, isn't he? As the Secretary of State or whatever he was of the Treasury, Christopher Walken, probably best known as the guy who needed more cowbell.
Everybody knows that one.
Christopher Walken, 77. And who doesn't do a Christopher Walken impersonation? Mm-hmm. Just about every celebrity does.
Hey! What are you guys fighting about?
Homework.
You guys are fighting about homework? I think I'm in the wrong school.
I think we know him best as Mr. Cotter.
Yes.
From Welcome Back, Cotter. Up your nose with a rubber hose there, mm-hmm. Gabe Kaplan.
And one of the greatest TV themes of all time.
He had to work with the Sweat Hogs. That couldn't have been easy.
No.
I hope he got some hazard pay there. Gabe Kaplan is 75.
Rather than squander the surplus on a risky tax cut for the wealthy, I would put it in what I call a lockbox.
Al Gore is 72, the former vice president. Now, is that Al Gore or is that Daryl Hammond as Al Gore?
I think the latter.
72 today.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
A real zinger there from Carla.
She had a few of them.
She did.
Especially with Cliff.
Especially with Cliff. Rhea Perlman, who is married to Danny DeVito. You put them together, and I think they're 6'3".
Yeah, right.
You put them, you know, stack them, you know, head to shoulders there. You put Rhea Perlman on Danny DeVito's shoulders or vice versa.
Almost my height.
Rhea Perlman is 72 today. How about Ed Marinaro? And I actually have audio of Ed Marinaro. What a great country and great almanac this is.
Hey, Shirley.
Oh, hi, Sonny. Hi, Carmine.
Hey, Mason. I'm taking Carmine down to the cove and teach him how to surf.
Oh, Carmine, should you really go into the water? You just ate.
I didn't have that much to eat.
The great ragu, the big ragu there with Ed Marinaro. Remember when he was on Laverne and Shirley?
Yes.
Remember when he was on Hill Street Blues?
Well, of course.
Remember when he would catch passes out of the backfield from
Fran Tarkenton? Yes, I do.
Former Viking and then turned actor.
He was a fine football player.
Ed Marinaro.
What was he out of Brown University? Where was he?
He was an Ivy Leaguer.
He was an Ivy Leaguer, for
definitely
sure.
Definitely there, yeah. And he's celebrating today. He is 70 for Ed Marinaro.
Wow.
Singing ooh la la, don't ever stop that rock and roll.
One of the original members of the Kentucky Headhunters, when their original name was Itchy Brother. Write that down in your notes.
That's a good one.
Kentucky Headhunters, their first name when they first formed, they were known as Itchy Brother. Greg Martin, background singer, but original member of the Kentucky Headhunters. 67 today. This guy can saw on the guitar, huh? He's Angus Young. What was that little step he would do? Was that a... it was kind of like the duck walk, but a little different.
Yeah, really.
As he would kind of strut across, do the little skip move.
Kind of a goose step kind of a thing. Yeah. He was always bent over, leaning, you know, way forward. He was quite a player. Still is, I'm sure.
Angus Young is 65 and one of the Obi-Wans.
Be mindful of your thoughts, Anakin. They betray you. You've made a commitment to the Jedi Order, a commitment not easily broken.
And Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan in the prequels, and I guess they've got an Obi-Wan Kenobi show coming to Disney Plus they're going to be streaming. Excited about that. He's 49.
Gone, but not forgotten. Just a couple here to get to. We start with Alfred E. Hunt. Now, he was part of the Men Who Made America. He founded the company that was a big aluminum producer and would become Alcoa.
Alcoa presents Fantastic Finishes.
That's what I remember from Alcoa.
Johnny Unitas and the Baltimore Colts trailed
Fantastic Finishes
with Harry Callis.
Where would we be without aluminum?
I know. Well, we'd be in the hurt bag for sure. Alfred E. Hunt, 1855. Hall of Fame boxer Jack Johnson, born on this day in 1878. First black man to win the heavyweight championship of the world. Emmy Award-winning actor Richard Kiley.
The voice you're now hearing is Richard Kiley. We spared no expense.
If you look to the right, you will see a herd of the first dinosaurs on our tour, called Dilophosaurus.
Dilophosaurus?
Did you know Richard Kiley was the voice during the tour of Jurassic Park? Now you do.
Now I do. I did not know that. I know he was Miss Kitty's love affair, Will Stambridge.
Who wasn't?
In the Gunsmoke. No, this was a
behind
very...
the scenes.
This was a very special episode. With Richard Kiley, born on this day, 1922, the great Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, the Hockey Hall of Famer, played in, whatever, five, six, seven different decades.
There aren't many people that get the Mr. treatment. You get your Mr. Hockey, your Mr. Television, your Mr. Coffee, your Mr. Microphone.
There's very
few. I mean, there's not many.
No, 1928, and then Country Music Hall of Famer, Lefty Frizzell.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan.
One of the singing Frizzells.
Yes.
I grew
up. A Frizzle.
In a house in Saginaw.
How many times have you had to correct a new employee here at Bob FM who was unfamiliar with older country?
Several.
Several times.
Yes. The great Lefty Frizzell. He's a country music Hall of Famer, born on this day, 1928, and they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Which one have you correct? Which one have you had to correct more often? Is it the Frizzle or is it Susie Bogus?
Frizzle.
All Frizzle. Right, I'll be back with the All Request Lunch Hour, noon to one. It'll be fun. Would you like to start a long stretch of music? Also starting what we like to call a no-repeat workday with Johnny Paycheck. I'm the only hell my mom ever raised. Merle Haggard, I think I'll just stay here and drink. Or Blackhawk. That's just about right.
Let's go Blackhawk this morning.
Of course.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.